Stele of Vrindadevi was discovered by Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. And she has 10 arms, so it appears that she's like a Durga deity. And usually the arms are covered with cloth. But the pujari has changed since the last time he came, and there's some arms have been added there, decorative arms. You see arms sticking out. The arms are actually back here. There's five on one side and five on the other side. There's ten arm deity. But they just usually show a red face. So you don't see the 10 arms, because maybe you get confused and think it's Durga. But apparently it seems like a deity of Durga, but Rupa Goswami said this is Vrindadevi. So when it Mughals came to Vrindavan to destroy the temples of Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Govinath, then the deities ran away. They ran first to Radhakund and stayed a couple of days, and then they came here to Kamban and stayed a couple of weeks. And from here they went to Jayapur. So they built temples in all the places where the deities stayed. So there's a Govindaji temple in Radhakund and Vrindavan and here. And Kamban, and the original Govindaji is in Jayapur. How many have seen Govindaji in Jayapur? Yes, Madhuri? Oh. You have to get your guru to take you. Ananga Didi. You have to have Jayapur Yatra. And the two of you go there. Yeah, you don't have a vow to stay in Vrindavan. You don't have a vow to stay in Noida, do you? So they can take you. Promise? Okay, sign up. So the next yatra will be to Jayapur. Anybody wants to go to Jayapur with these two questionable ladies? I can't guarantee a return. They'll take you there, but I don't know if you'll return or not. They may leave you there in the desert. That's not so good. But, so when the deities came here, then the deities left, and Vrindadevi was also moved here for safety. But she didn't want, no one could move Vrindadevi. Because this is Rajasthan, state of Rajasthan we're in right now, but it's Brajmandal. So Vrindadevi said, I'm not leaving Brajmandal. So she stayed. And she is called the Adhishtatri Devi. And she's in charge of all the kunjas in Vrindavan and the pastimes of Radha Krishna Yugal in those kunjas. Sometimes Vrindadevi consults with Yogamaya Purnamasi, and by the orders of Yogamaya, she arranges for meetings of Radha Krishna Yugal and the various, through various tricks and clever means. It's impossible for anyone to enter Radha Krishna's pastimes without the mercy of Vrindadevi. The Tulsi plant is the worshipable form of the original Vrindadevi, called the Archa Avatar. That's interesting, I never heard that term before. Avatar means one appears or descends. So Archa means a form, Murti. Archa Avatar. The Archa Avatar of Vrindadevi, who is like a woman, a gopi, transcendental personality, is Tulsi plant, Archa Avatar. Krishna does not accept any offerings without Tulsi leaves or manjaris. Vrindadevi, we're following Rupa Goswami and Tulsi Manjari. Rupa Goswami is commonly known as Tulsi Manjari in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And he has many prayers in his Devavali to Vrindadevi. So we can understand the importance of Vrindadevi by our guru of Raghunuga Bhakti, Raghunath Das Goswami. Because when we're introduced to Radharani Seva, one of the persons introduced to us is Vrindadevi. Our Guru Devi will take us to Vrindadevi, and Vrindadevi will inspect us and see what is our bhava and what is our seva. And Vrindadevi will take us. If Vrindadevi approves of us, she'll introduce us to Radharani and Krishna. You can see that in Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana also. Narottam Das Thakur explains Rupa Mantri and Vrindadevi are the two main personalities that introduce the new mantris to the service of Radharani. But in the old days, when we first came to Vrindavan in 1977, a lot of you young people in the audience weren't even born then. She was 9 years old. And she was in outer space. Sakhi was still in outer space. She didn't come to the Earth planet yet. She descended to the Earth planet in 1985. I took sannyas. She was born, I took the yes, but so I want to speak of Brinda and Nandini, they're not even hatched yet, you know. They're really young kids. But at that time, there's only one Brinda Devi Ji in Braj Mandal, the one established by Rupa Goswami. And every time any Yatri, anyone, ISKCON person or Gaudiya Vaishnava came to Risa Vrindavan, they'd have to come to this temple and take the darshan of Vrindadevi. Because everyone understood, without Vrindadevi Kripa, we can't get residence in Vrindavan, we can't enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They're so important. And Prabhupada so nicely established the worship of Vrindadevi all around the world. And the Padma Purana explains that if you have, like you're in Delhi or Pashchim Bihar or some other unmentionable places, but you have a gamla, a flower pot in Tulsi inside, it says in the Padma Purana that the soil inside, so every devotee who came to visit Vrindavan, they would absolutely come here. I remember so many times I come on to Vrindavan and come on a bus to group of devotees, bouncing down these roads and these really crappy buses, no AC. We come in March, Gaur Purnima time. It was hotter than hell. Then we got to see Vrindadevi, then we felt, oh, it was perfection of life, that Vrindadevi's darshan. There was only one Vrindadevi. And then over time, some sadhu in Nandagram, Madhav Das Baba, he had some vision that Vrindadevi had some place in Gupta Kund in Nandagram. He had some spurti of that, so he established a Vrindadevi there. And after some years, Srila Narayana Maharaj established a Vrindadevi Di in Sevakunj. So now there's three Vrindadevi Dis. I don't know why they established other Vrindadevi Dis. Because as you must be knowing, I'm a traditionalist. That's the nature of Capricorn. And we like the old things, they're old as gold. And we like the original things of the Six Goswamis. So I always like to take devotees here. It's a little austere to come here. Well, not that bad. But it's so important to preserve the traditions of our sampradaya. Because now we see many Gaudiya Sampradaya, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they go to Nandagram and they feel, I've seen Vrindadevi good. No, very few people come out here. Very, very few people come out here anymore. Yatras to come on. But this Kamyavan was the original home of the ancestors of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna lived here. Before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, before Lord Chaitanya came, see, Vrindadevi was revealed to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So how important she is to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There's no need for any other Vrindadevi deity. I don't understand why people have a need to always do something new and different. Because if something's perfect, established by a perfect person, we should just humbly accept that and follow that way. I mean, no one comes here anymore. It's so sad. And Vrindadevi's looking so sad also. I used to come here with 5-6 buses, 300 devotees, 400 devotees, big kirtans. And now you go, you can confirm, when you go to Vrindavan, meet your friends. Have you ever been there, seen Vrindadevi come on? No. Very few people come. You can do a survey and find out. So we're here, so we should pray to Vrindadevi, your Rupa Goswami's dear one and near one. Rupa Goswami, Radha Govinda appeared to Rupa Goswami, and Yoga Maya Ma appeared to Rupa Goswami and Vrindadevi. So Rupa Manjari and Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari, Yoga Maya Paramasi, and Vrindadevi. There are three key players in the life of every Gaudiya Vaishnava. They enter the eternal service of Radharani and Manjari Bhav and Madhurirati. And Mother Rati, Stairati, and Mother Bhav. So take, everyone offer their own individual prayer. Pray Vrindadevi, please bless you in Brajavas. Please bless you with the service of Radharani and Rupa Manjari. This is the prayer in this place. Because this is the Kamyavan. This is the forest of desire. There's Vrindavan, there's Bhavavan, there's Talavan, Malavan, Madhavan, so many Bailavan, so many Jai Vrindadevi. So many forests are there. But this is a forest of desire. So whatever desire you have in your heart and mind while you're moving in this forest, that will be prakat, that will be manifest. So we should have a pure desire to attain the service of Radharani. Rupa Manjari and Radha Govinda Dev. So we got the darshan here. Our yatra is successful. By the darshan of Vrindadevi, Kameshwara Mahadev and Vrindadevi. And a little fun at Dharmakun, nice floor show by the Rajasthani gopis, dancing and bliss on the banks of Dharmakun. The ladies of Dharmakun were showing us the Param Dharma. What is the Param Dharma? The Param Dharma is the Rasalila. Rasalila means Krishna and the gopis dancing in euphoria of pure love. Euphoria of pure love. So these ladies, they had Krishna in their heart, they had Radha Govinda in their heart, Radha Govinda Atmanama. And they were dancing, because first you have to enshrine Krishna in your heart. That wherever you are, you can dance with Krishna. So they were dancing on the banks of Dharmakun. We're sitting there talking about Draupadi and Jayadrath and all this stuff. And they were dancing in bliss and trying to pull everybody into the Rasa dance. They grabbed Radhaman Dasi, come on. She said, no, I don't want a Rasa dance. I want to dance with Radharani, not you guys. First you had to get introduced by the gopis to Radharani. So they were trying to pull her into the Rasalila on the banks of Dharmakun. So that was a nice thing they were teaching us. Like one time, someone asked Prabhupada, what is the definition of self-realization? He said, if you're seeing about Krishna, you're self-realized. That's a nice definition. What is the definition of self-realized? One is seeing Krishna Kirtan, Radha Krishna Kirtan, is self-realized. So what does it speak if you're singing, clapping your hands, and dancing? So Yudhisthira had a test of Dharma and Dharmakun. So we didn't have a test of Dharma, we had a Darshan and Param Dharma. Rajasthani ladies dancing in the bliss of Krishna praying. They were in bliss. You could feel it. So Rinidhi is taking her lunch now. And we're going to go take our lunch also now. At Bhojantali. We'll go in the cars now and go to Bhojantali. Make an offering there to Krishna Balaram. They're waiting for the offering right now. All the cows are grazing. There's a Kheersagar there. A huge ocean of milk there. Huge ocean of milk. All the cows are grazing there under the Kadama trees and Palasha trees and Baal trees. Vila Paksha, Vila Vriksha, all kinds of beautiful trees are there, and a beautiful kund filled milk called Kheersagar. You want to swim over there? It's good. Ladies can take a bath there. Good for your skin, you know. Milk bath. So we'll go to Bhojantali and we'll fight off the monkeys and stuff. You know, that's part of the Leela in Vrindavan, the monkey Leela. The monkeys, there's no Vrindavan. Usually they say without Radharani, there's no Vrindavan without Krishna. But nowadays they say no monkeys. I know when I was go to Delhi sometimes, I go out in the veranda at the guest house in Isakalas to hang my clothes, and I would look like this. I would look like this, see many monkeys, and I'd say, wait, there's no monkeys here. I was so much in Vrindavan monkey consciousness, you know, that when you hang your clothes out, you look around and see there's some monkey going to come rip my shirt out of half and something. So I get out there, I go. Oh, tell you, there's no monkey. Oh. So they're part of the scenery here. Everybody in Delhi, if you meet anybody from Delhi, you say you went to Vrindavan, within 5 minutes they'll tell you some story about monkeys, you know. Monkey took my glasses, monkey took my shoes. It's like that joke we heard in Kartik. Oh, I think he told the joke, I don't know. They have the t-shirts, you know, have you seen the t-shirts? I lost my heart in Vrindavan. I lost my heart, dot, dot, dot. And my camera, and my glasses, and my pocketbook, and my shoes. We lose everything. But it's all, you have to lose the gain, you know. You can't fill up a cup that's full. Right? So our cup means our ego is full of Maya. So you have to empty out the ego, empty out the cup of ego and fill up with Krishna Bhakti. That's the idea of sadhana. Sadhana means you have our cup is full, so we can't fill up our cup. So you empty your cup and then fill up with bhakti. Then we can distribute it to ourselves and everyone. That's what Krishna does. Krishna wants to taste love. But he has the love all within him. So he has to give it to us, and then we can give it back to him, and then he can taste his own love. That's called Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti descends into the heart from Krishna, or Radharani, or Rupa Manjari. And then when that Bhava fills the heart, and our cup becomes full, then we can give it out to others. This is the idea of Bhakti Bhajan. First you have to empty our cup. Then we can fill our cup up. Cup means our heart. Our heart is full of greed and envy and lust and anger, all the dirty stuff. You have a cup full of black ink. How do you get rid of black ink? You put in milk. You have a 200 milliliter cup of black ink and you pour in 1 liter of milk, what's going to happen? All the black ink's going to go out, and then you're going to have a whole milk, whole 200 milliliter cup of milk. That's pure bhakti. And then people can say it starts filling over. And you have a 200 milliliter cup, you're putting 1 liter to 5 liter, it fills over, and all the mice can come, and all the kitty cats can come and lick it up. So that's bhakti. They come and lick out the overflow. Jesus said something. He said, "My cup runneth over." Something like that. I don't know much about Jesus, unfortunately. I didn't study much about that personality. But I heard different things. I grew up in a Christian environment. "My cup runneth over." "My cup runneth over" is old English, means it's over. I have a 200 milliliter cup, I'm pouring 1 liter of milk into it. So this is what it means. Collect bhakti by karuna. By compassion, you collect bhakti in your heart. And then the more bhakti you get, your karuna becomes madhurya. When your madhurya thickens, and then it becomes audharya. So madhurya is thick, sweet rice. And then when it gets thicker, thick condensed milk is madhurya. And then audharya means generosity. Generosity is burfi. You keep cooking down the milk, it becomes thicker and sweeter and chewy and gooey and satisfying unlimitedly, it becomes burfi. The first karuna, first you have to get compassion and mercy in your heart, and then you get madhurya, but then you want it, then when it overflows, it becomes audharya. Audharya avatar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Audharya means generosity. Give out the bhava, give out the love, give out the compassion. This is distribution. Not book distribution, that's okay, it's nice. But distributing love, this is the real commodity that we have to receive that love from Krishna and give it out to others. This is what it means, right? Thank you. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. See the pictures on the wall? This is Bhojan Thali. This is a speciality of Krishna. He sat in the middle and he was surrounded by thousands of circles of colored boys. One Krishna in the middle and all around him thousands. But a speciality of Krishna is that every colored boy thought that Krishna was looking directly at him. So this means that this means for every Krishna, for every devotee, there is always one Krishna. When the Rasa dance, when Krishna is dancing with thousands of gopis, every gopi thought that Krishna was dancing with her alone. Narada Muni, when he went to Dwarka, he went from palace to palace. Every palace he saw one Vasudeva, one Devaki, one Balaram, one Uddhava, one Daruka, and one Krishna, and one different queen. So he saw all Krishnas. So every queen had her own Krishna. 16,000 queens. So this is Krishna. He's you don't have to share Krishna with anybody. This is a speciality of Krishna. He expands himself to be individual with every devotee. So somebody asks a question, if the guru has his own Krishna, and so I'm Radharani, and I have my own Krishna, I'm Radharani. That means in a spiritual world I won't be with my guru. They ask like that. But the thing is, in the one family there's one father and one mother, and so many kids. Some technical advice. Okay, well, there's something special here. This is Russian precision. Take note of this, all Indian people. This is precise. Okay, and now it's perfect. Okay. Yeah, we didn't do that, it wouldn't be worth it. Okay, so in Bhojan Thali we learned this lesson that everybody wants to look at Krishna, everyone wants to see Krishna. So he expands himself to be in front of every boy. Because the boys, when they're eating their lunch, they have kachoris and samosas and rascals and rubbery and everything. And they take a bite out of it and say, oh, Krishna, this is really good. You want to try it? I said, okay, I'm going to try it. And they go to offer it, he says, no, I want the one in your mouth. They're chewing out one, and Krishna goes to offer the one. Krishna says, I'll take that one. He takes it right out of their mouth. That's so high. So, I don't know, it's burning my for today. Where's my, I don't know. What is it? So Krishna takes right out of the mouth of the other coward boy. He doesn't take it from their hand. Because if I give it in your hand, it's one thing. I take one rascal from my foot, but if I take it out of your mouth, that's pretty special. So we see in Indian parties, when it's a birthday party, the lady cuts the cake and then she puts it in her husband's mouth. He takes a bite out of it. Then he holds it, then he takes it, he holds her hand and puts it in her mouth. You see all the time on Facebook. We don't do like that. I don't think so. Sometimes we maybe do like that, but... So anyway, it's very... So Krishna Bhavan, that's how they play over here. So... Krishna was hungry, because after you fight, like, you know, husbands and wives, they fight sometimes, and afterwards they offer Pizza Hut to bring a pizza out. Husbands and wives, they fight, and afterwards they have to get something to eat. It's like, order pizza, and that's a fact. So Krishna killed this demon, Vyomasura. We're going to go to that cave of Vyomasura after we get some energy. Sagar, see all the milk ocean there? See all the swans swimming there? And all the blue lotus flowers and yellow and red? It's Kheer Sagar. It's the milk ocean. You see it? It's like when Lord Chaitanya came to Puri. When he walked from Navadvipa to Puri, he got to the Taranava Setu, Taranava Bridge, and he looked up the river, the Barginati River. He looked up and he saw the dome of Jagannath Temple. And there was a flag on top of the Jagannath Temple. And Lord Chaitanya looked there and said, sir, look, Gopal. Gopal is on the roof of the temple, standing on the Shikara. Gopal's standing on the dome of the temple. Lord Chaitanya said, and he asked Nittai and Jagannatha Pandit, other devotees who were with him, do you see Gopal? No, there wasn't any Gopal. But they all said, yeah, we see him. Because Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy, he was in Mahabhava, Radharani, Krishna Kaha, oh, there he is! It's just a shikara of the temple, but he saw Gopal on the roof. So this is Kheer Sagar, it says it in the notes, and Rikama. See how deep it is? There's alligators in there. There's dolphins, alligators, whales. You see them? So Krishna, after he beat up this demon, Vyomasura, he went swimming in Kheer Sagar. After you beat up a demon and swim, you get hungry. So then they came here. And you look at these rocks where that beautiful gopi is sitting, the teenager gopi. And she's 14 years and 6 months and 2 days. And a few more days. And there's, on the rocks, there's natural tallies. There's two leaf plates there where Krishna and Bala mate side by side. And there's two donuts. Donuts means like a bowl. You see the rock? Because what happens is they put their bowls there, put their plates there, because they're surcharged with Krishna's energy, the rocks melted. Rugs melted and caught the impression of the leaf blades. So if you have a lot of bob, where you're sitting, it should melt. The stone should melt and leave an impression. Okay, got another one. This is too much embarrassing. Anyway, so the impression of the is still visible. Ezra Krishna ate, and the suckers played nearby hill. Oh, where is that? I think it's behind or something like that. Some rock. Because next to the coin, the right side boat is. Next to the coin, the right side. I think over here somewhere, those rocks. I don't know. Next to the Kund, on the right-hand side of Bhojanastali, as you face Bhojanastali, is rocks where Balaram once spilled a big pot of kheer, and it fell down these rocks and left white streaks in these rocks. Those rocks over there. Look over there and find some white lines. That's kheer. But it's a little petrified. Turn it to a rock. And then there's a bhajan shila. After lunch, Krishna Sakas played nearby hill where he used a stone as a musical instrument. It still makes sweet sounds by hitting that rock. And there's a hill here, there's a hill, maybe that hill over there, some hill, where Parasaram came and did tapasya. That's pretty far out. That's pretty cool. Right, the main thing here is this is where Krishna eats lunch sometimes and plays with the coward boys and all the cows stay under the trees. That's a nice place. It's one of the special places of Kamban, Bhojanastali. So we're going to have our own Bhojanastali. We have boga that we have to offer. Usually we put it on a leaf plate and we offer these rocks. And that was, we have tulsi. We have tulsi, we have everything. This guy's ready, paka. What's this? That's a fan? Okay. So, any questions about Bhojanastali?
When
she asks. First, she should ask, if Krishna Balaram leave any remnants, Mahaprasad, then we'll honor it. But if it's really good, because there's Russian cakes, there's two or three Russian cakes, there are official Russian cakes and unofficial Russian cakes. There's some certified Russian cakes and some rebel type Russian cakes. What happened now? Bird landed on my head or something?
No.
They're all over the place, actually. What happened now? Coming attractions. Listen, come on, listen to the coming attractions. Get excited, guys. After Bhojanastali, then we're going to do rock climbing. Rock climbing, rappelling, and we're going to climb rocks, and we're going to hide in caves. We're going to hide in caves. We're going to lock all the ladies up in a cave. Put a big rock in front of it and go home. Good idea. No, we're gonna see Krishna's handprints and Krishna's footprints and a prints of Krishna's mala, and then and then we're gonna go sliding.
Yo, your kid goes Sajun. We're going to Lux Light. If you're too light, you can't slide, but most of you are not too light here. In order to slide effectively, you need a big bottom. And what I can observe here, there's quite a few big bottoms. So you'll go very fast. You slide very fast. You're too lightweight, you just don't move on the hill. Excuse me. So now that's not all. Now wait a second. There's more good things in store for y'all. After the feast, says rock climbing and hiding caves and then sliding, then we're going to go hiking. We're going to hike up the top of the mountain and see Krishna's footprints and then see the secret Luka Luki Kund. Luka-luki. Luka-luki means hide and seek. I cover my eyes and I count to 100. You guys all run and hide. And I try to find you one by one. So it's called I looky for you, you looky for me. It's called looky-looky. It means hide and seek in British Vasu or something. Okay. What are you offering? Are you offering flowers or what? Boga or flowers? Jai Jai Shri Rai! Vajantali Ki Jai!
लड़की भी आई है वहाँ मेरी पांच छह
अच्छी बात
वृंदावन में
she's telling that she has
और हमको सुबह रे मालूम पड़ गई स्थान मंदिर वाले आ रहे लड़की क्यों कहा मेरी उम्र तो यही गुजर गई है खाना पहुंचा दीजिए
Sunday Satsang. Mine's go SS, yours go ASS. You want to smell? Don't let it your mother. Your mother.